Hi, I'm Divine Blue and I'm back for part three of Your Truth. And I was saying previously that it really is your choice. It's up to you. I only speak this message just to remind you of your choices. But the ultimate is that you have the right to choose whatever you want to choose for your life. You know, whatever you choose is a learning in it anyway. So, either way, it can be a win-win situation. But it is important, whatever it is, whatever your truth is, to at least look at it, to at least become aware of it, to at least embrace it within yourself first. Sit with it, be comfortable with it, and then make a choice what you want to do with it. I know that I have lived a lie for a very long time. I know what it feels like to now live my truth. And there is a major comparison with how I feel, in how I think, in what I attract to my life. Because, you know, we're just gonna, you know, if we live in truth, then we attract other people that are also living in truth. And if we live a lie, we also attract other people that are also living a lie. And that's when things become really complicated. Because it's complicated enough living a lie. Then when you meet other people who you open up to that's also living a lie, things get a little bit messy. But within that, we learn. We learn that, wow, you know, because people are perfect reflections. When you see others, you will see yourself. And it doesn't matter how much you try and hide or how much you try to run away, you will always be confronted with yourself some way, somehow. We are mirrors to each other, We are each other's reflection. So what you don't like in others is really what is in you that needs your attention, that other people are bringing to your awareness. That's how life is. The universe wants us to face ourselves. We cannot run and we cannot hide. You know, so wherever we go, our lies will follow. Wherever we go, our truth will follow too. So it's all down to us. And where we are at, where we want to be, how we want to be, it does take a lot of strength to be true, not just to self, but to others as well. But it gets really easy, or I should say it becomes easier when you are true to yourself. It makes it easier to be true to others. It's important, it really is, to live your truth. It really is important, you know, for you to experience life in its fullness. But whatever you decide, I'm not here to put pressure on you and to make you feel that you have to make a decision. Whatever you decide, it will be good for you in the end. You know, because in everything that we experience, there's always something for us to learn from. You know, when I was living a lie, I was learning from it. And now that I'm living my truth, I'm still learning. So there's always room for growth in all situations. But just think about your truth for a minute, for a day, for a week, for some time. Just think about it. And think about how it makes you feel. What comes up for you when you think about your truth? And just pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to your truth. And if you can't speak your truth to anybody else, just start speaking it to yourself. That's a really good start. That's a really amazing way to connect to your truth. I feel like I can go on about the truth, but I realize that when I speak on Audio Boo that my time runs out, so I'm going to come back for the final part.